Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. Those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say, it's nation time. You don't say that no more. Because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the show where we discuss everything having to do with separation and controlling our communities. Our motto is, you either control the community that you live in or move to a community that you can control. And we've come to this conclusion because we aren't able to live and function as equals in these integrated societies. So we really have to consider what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us to do, and we have to consider separation. And for those who have considered it and see it as a viable means of getting justice in this country, we now have to discuss all the options in hand, and how do we do that? How do we get part of this country? How do we get a state or a territory where we have total control, total ability to make it the way we want it, to give every member of that society freedom, justice, and equality? So we're waiting for Dr. Ridgely to come on. Tonight's show, Dr. Ridgely is doing episode 3 of the emergency Navy bean distribution of the staple goods program that has taken place during the COVID-19 pandemic. People wanted beans. We in staple goods, for 11 years, we've been supplying the necessary goods for those of us who require and desire to be prepared for such an event. Well, many of our staple goods customers were stocked. However, people always want to have more when you see the impending danger coming on. So What we did was cities that were in a position and had the demand to do this, we did a phenomenal job, or the coordinators did a phenomenal job of moving thousands of pounds of Navy beans. And so for this show, episode 3, we are going to interview two cities that together combined had a total of 20,000 pounds of Navy beans. And those two cities are Memphis, Tennessee, and Phoenix, Arizona. So we're waiting for Dr. Ridgely. But I see one of our cities might be on right now. I'm going to open his mic right now. Is this Brother Terrence?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Carlton.
Wa alaikum salam. I thought I recognized that 480 area code. Brother, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Praise be to Allah. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem, brother. So we're still waiting for Dr. Richard to come on, but let's see. We're also waiting for Sister Monica in Phoenix. Sister Monica, if you are on the line, if you can press 1 on your keypad, if you press 1 on your keypad, then we can recognize you. Ah, okay. I see that might be her.
Yes, sir.
Is this Sister Monica? Sister Monica? 901 area code?
Assalamu alaikum. I had myself on mute.
Wa alaikum salam. Praise be to Allah. Welcome, welcome. How are you, Sister Monica?
I'm good, by the grace of Allah. Thank you.
Praise be to Allah. Yeah, Dr. Ridgely, I heard, is having trouble getting on the line. You know, we're out here in the country, and sometimes with our communications, we have good days, and sometimes we have not so good days. And Doc, you know, out there on the farm, and so he's struggling right now, but I'm sure he's working hard. He called my wife on another line, and I'm sure he's trying to get on. Okay, I got the word that he's having a little trouble, so we're going to go ahead and get started. So I gave the audience a brief introduction of what Staple Goods 18B was, and an introduction of the phenomenal job that you all two did. Together, you all did about 20,000 pounds of Navy beans at a time where our momentum and movement was restricted. And here is Dr. Ridgely. Let me bring him on. Saved by the brother. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Walaikum salam. I don't know what happened. I couldn't get in on the time to leave number on. Anyway, same number I kept. And finally, I was able to get in. I don't know what's up with that. So
I explained to him that, you know, we out here in the country and we have good days and we have bad days. So Allah willing, we can continue.
Yes.
So I basically introduced them to the audience and gave them a little introduction of the phenomenal job they did. So both of them on the line right now.
Okay, so Brother Terrence and Sister Monica, I'm gonna get. I already talked to Sister Monica because I got some stories I want her to tell, but I want to see what Brother Terrence. Brother Terrence, what you do there in the desert, bro? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just do what I do, and I would say that it's something that Allah did. I forget who it was, Doc. We were on our conference call. This was a little while back, and I think it was two of the sisters in Detroit had mentioned that they couldn't find Navy beans nowhere. And I was like, that's strange. And then another sister, she bore witness, you know, but it's been like that around here. You know, you can't find Navy beans anywhere. My source of Navy beans that I used to have, I went there yesterday. We don't have any in the warehouse. We can't get that anymore.
Wow.
So you know, this was a blessing from Allah because we couldn't find not one Navy bean anywhere in any of these stores or any of the warehouses that were around here that used to carry them. You know, so the minister blessed some people. I think it was 28 people that received Navy beans from the minister here. And a few of those canceled their order, you know, because they had received the beans from the minister. But in truth, we had 103 people to order this time around. You know,
wow.
I was telling that to Sister Ann. See, we normally average about 15 people.
Wow.
We normally average about 15 people, maybe up to 20. And I've been doing this staple goods. This is my 19th time. You know, I missed the first one, but
okay.
I've been with the staple goods program from number two all the way up to, and we've only averaged, you know, we've, you know, ordered a lot, you know, in terms of poundage. We were probably, you know, overall number five, you know, even with the small number of people ordering. But this time, it just took off. It just took off.
Oh,
and you know, I would have to give credit to a lot of the MGT or some of the MGT, because they got on the phone and called people and told them, look, you need to order navy beans. You know, you need
now,
to order navy beans. And that's right. That's right.
Oh, praise is due to Allah. Well, you know, we can do whatever we decide to do. We can make it happen. All we got to do is make the decision. And this proves it. This was done in, like, just no limit of time. I mean, it was like a week or two, and the orders were up, and then we were able to get them out to the people at record speed, and we started in staple goods 19. Well, that one's not going to be as fast now, because we got, like, 19 different products now, not just one product. So that's a little bit different than trying to get inventory, get stuff in from 19 different places. All right? But we going to make it happen the way we've been making it happen. And I heard that are the people already lining up for you for Staple Goods 19?
Yes, sir. I have several number of orders right now, so I'm just waiting for my spreadsheet so I can put it all
put them
on
up.
There.
Sister Monica, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm nervous, but yes, sir.
Nervous. I want to hear about that. I want to hear
about
them hams
right now.
I want to hear about them hams they was hanging out at Costco. You tell me about that line going in there.
Oh my God.
Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. Well, actually, when all this was going on, when it first started in China, when all the disaster stuff, people going out getting tissue paper, you know, and the gentleman from Australia, he was telling us about how crucial it was out here. Even though it's happening there, it will happen here. And so I was going to Costco one morning, and I was just sitting there early part of the morning, which I always get my shopping out early in the mornings. And I was standing there, and they had a line. And so I'm like, what is going on? You know, even though I'm like, is this really crucial? And just looking at everything. Then my the minister called, our student minister at Mars 55, now called
Muthakia.
Abdul Muthakia. He had called me on the phone, and he asked me, how can we help you move this staple good? And only thing I was saying, brother, we need to really push it, you know, get it out to the people. That's all I need help for it. Just get it out to the people. And the people was coming out with tissue and just paper before even the black folks had found out this was really this bad. And we were wondering what was they doing. Then I went to Kroger's. It was about the same thing, line. So I came home, talked to my husband. He was like, look, we need to get this out. But really, Dr. Ridley, when you talk on our conference call every Tuesday, you really hit me when you said there is no mystery God. So
that's
we had to make it work. We know our believers need was in need, especially our older believers. And so what we did, we went to work. My husband said, we're going to do a conference call. And I'm like, a conference call? He said, well, I do the talking. So it led up to
that. Is that? Is he there?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I saw him lick him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me, don't be scared. Let me take that back. I said, don't be scared to break in, but I forgot you can't break in with your wife talking because then you won't eat.
That's right.
But anyhow, that's right. You got to know where that butter's on that bread. No bread at all. So I'm going to let you go.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sister.
Oh, I can let him tell you that.
Praise be to Allah. I'm not here. She's on nervous right now, Dr. Regan, but we just family talking.
That's all.
Well, she was telling me how she was Sister Captain Stephania and her student Lieutenant Rose was allowing her to tell MGT in their class. So I was like, well, let's just have a conference call. Let's let everybody know. So we had a conference call where we had some real talk on the conference call.
Mm-hmm.
And so we told, you know, we had to explain. We laid it out for the believers exactly what we were doing, what we were trying to do with the 18B. We told them that, look, there's no reason to fail a test when we've already been given the answers to the test, and then now here we are in a pop quiz. So there should be no reason why we fail the test. That's right, it's open book. So we had that conference call, and, you know, like I said, we had straight talk. We had to tell believers, look, you know, we had some believers joke and say, you know, well, if my brother got a bowl of bean soup, I got half of it. I'm like, but brother, if you already know what's coming, why would you put that burden on your brother? He has other family members that's not listening. Why would you do that? You know?
Right.
You know, we went all the way back to elementary school. We told a story about the ant and the grasshopper. I'm going to work all winter long, and then you're going to come to knock on my door. I mean, all summer long, you're going to come knocking on my door in the winter? You better have something with you. You better bring something to the door with you.
Come on now.
So we had real conversations with the believers, but the believers stepped up. I mean, we had the conversation, and Allah through the coronavirus did the rest.
He's going to make us separate. He's going to make us do the right thing.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Oh, praise.
But we have to thank our student minister here, formerly student minister Anthony,
right,
and now student minister Abdul Mutakir, because he came, you know, we invited him onto the call. And once we laid out, you know, the details of what we were doing, he came behind that and really laid it. I mean, he laid it out so beautifully on the conference call, you know, expressing the need for us to take this seriously. And the believers did just that.
Mm. Oh,
and
praise
we called and reached out to the families and friends.
Well, you know, that's similar to what happened down in St. Louis. You know, the minister there, Minister Donald, he really backed Sister Andrea, and that made a big difference. And Brother Abdul Musakia, him backing you and your wife, see, that makes a difference. That's what the Brother Donald said. That's the overall minister of the mosque is supposed to back the other ministries. You know what I mean? Not take them over, but back them and be an inspiration to make sure that they're on point. You know, they got to stay within the Islamic bounds of the Nation of Islam. You know what I'm talking about? That's what the minister,
right.
And he keeps the spirit in the right direction and the arbitrator in case there's any disputes, right? But in terms of the expertise of how to do it, you got to depend on those people who are in the ministry. And the Minister Farrakhan is the one in 2002 who told me to set up ministries of agriculture across the country, and he wanted them ministers of agriculture, not just farm marketing coordinators, but ministers of agriculture, because they should be able to explain their function. Like in other countries, the ministries, those would run the country. Okay, you got your president, you got Congress, but the executive is the ministries. That's what runs things. So that's we're setting up a nation. And Minister Farrakhan brought these nine ministries at the Day of Atonement in 2005, Millions More Movement, and it was to the whole black family, not just the Nation of Islam. He set up the Millions More Movement, the nine ministries. So we are now finally realizing that we really got to have these nine ministries. So I really thank you all. Man, y'all really did it. Any more stories I got to tell? Give me something funny. And I know y'all getting ready for Staple Goods 19. Is they bamming on the dough? Is they bamming on the dough? We still got
more. Oh, yes, sir.
We still got more.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I think we up to about 6,300 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, boy, y'all have me sweating.
And now I can tell you some stories about what happened that day.
Oh yeah.
The day that the beans arrived.
Y'all didn't have no pitches, man.
No, we were working so hard.
We were working so hard.
Pictures was the last thing on our mind to after the fact. A student, Captain Anthony, asked me, he's like, "Brother William, make sure you get some pictures." And I'm like, "Yes, sir." But when I got back to the Mars, I was like, pictures was the last thing on my mind. We were trying to get those beans in people's cars and let them go. Because we
had a problem with the truck.
Monica was so adamant about having everything scheduled. And she wanted everything on time. She wanted to be there long before the believers started coming to get the beans. And so she was like, she told the believer we were going to start at 11 o'clock. All they had to do was drive up. Their beans would be put in their car and they can roll on. And so we left home at 7 in the morning. We were supposed to go pick up a pallet jack at 7:30 and pick up the truck at 8. We went to pick up the pallet jack. Nobody had the one that was supposed to be reserved. They didn't have it. So we called three stores. We wound up leaving Memphis and going to Horn Lake, Mississippi to get a pallet jack.
Mm. Wow.
Then we had to come back to the Home Depot near our home to get the truck, only to find out that the truck had been rented out on Saturday. All the truck that we reserved had been rented out on Saturday and had not been brought back yet. So we had to go across town to get another truck and come back. The easiest time we had was the XPO. We actually just drove up, told people who we were. They loaded on the truck, and we were gone in about, 15, 20 minutes? But we got to the Mars. We got to the Mars
exactly at
11 o'clock.
And they was lined
up. And believers were already lined up. And then at the same time, in the melee, I forgot that I had my son, and we had one other young man that was going to help us. But I forgot to ask for any more help. But praise be to Allah, when we got there,
they stepped in.
Brothers stepped up. They started helping us get the pallets off the off the truck. Brother Christopher, especially, he stayed around for a little while with Monica and my sons. And while I went to go get take the truck and the pallet jack back. And so, it was a funny thing that Brother Chris, when I got back, Brother Chris, it was some other brothers who came up to help. They were police officers. And Brother Christopher was looking. He's like, "Man, I've never seen police officers do something like that. They just drive up like that and just help us out like that." I said, "Brother, that's FOI." He's a newly registered brother, so he didn't know them. But he even told the management that police were helping us.
Yes, sir.
we come in all colors, including blue.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Yes, sir.
And so once we got everything rolling, got all the beans off the truck, we got everything rolling, and at that point it was just a process of people, believers coming. And so we actually, I think, between 11 o'clock and 6 p.m., we had all the beans out except for three bags.
Right.
Mm.
And so we were discussing. Now, we had been talking about how Allah blesses you to let you know when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And so we were talking about, well, what we're going to do next time. You know, we were like, we need a pallet jack. We were just talking about we need a pallet jack. And we have a trailer, but we didn't know if we were going to be able to hold the weight, so we ran the truck.
Right.
We were talking about, well, we're going to use the trailer next time. We need a pallet jack. So we started looking online for a pallet jack and everything, and we started buying the cost of pallet jack. We were going to go here and there to look at the pallet jacks. And so I removed junk. I have a junk removal business that I do on the side. And a brother called me. He wanted me to clear out his restaurant. So I cleared out his restaurant. Then he wanted me to clear out his storage unit. And he said, well, brother, that pallet jack right there, I really don't need it. You want it?
Wow.
I'm like, come on, brother, are you for real?
A brand new
pallet jack. I called Mark. I said, Mark, I told you when you're doing what Allah wants you to do, all you got to do is hit at what you need. And there it is.
Go ahead.
Now I'm going to give
Whoops,
you back
there. There it is. Whoop, there it is. Wow. See, that's right. But if I do need a pallet jack, so y'all got to think about that. Y'all listen, y'all need a pallet jack. Because, you know, we need a pallet jack. We need docks. We got to do this thing, you know. we can't move the products the way we would like because people don't have a way to take the products off the truck. That's why you have to go to the terminal. We tried to bring the pallet to people's homes, but there ain't no way for them to get it off the truck unless you bring a bunch of brothers, and they may not be able to catch up with the brother. So that's why you had to go to the terminal. Now, we got to be looking for dock space, you know what I mean, where the truck can just back right up and a pallet jack, they can roll in there and just roll it off and let the truck go. Then we can hire some black truckers to move the stuff for us. But we can't have black truckers trying to track down people in the FOI to take one bag at a time off a truck. That's a waste of time for that person. You know what I mean? They lose money that way. So that pallet jack, that's a must-have, and all praise due to Allah. He provided it for you, and it is.
Yes, sir. I'll let Mark do the rest of it.
Okay,
but we just want to thank all the believers here for stepping up. And they stepped up and they helped us. And our students, Sister Captain Stephania, Brother Captain Anthony, all praise be to Allah, because he helped me orchestrate that conference call. And then, like I said, I can't thank Minister Abdul Mutakir enough, because when he spoke, I wish he would call in. I hope he's listening. I hope he would call in, because when he laid it out to the believers, I'm talking about we had to say, hold on, we're not taking orders on the conference call. You got to call us or text message or something. Don't not on the call.
Wow.
And I want to also thank Sister Willetta for giving me the opportunity to take on the task.
What did she move to?
No, actually, she went on a leave.
Okay.
And
okay.
She had a baby, and she just trusted me, thought of me, and I just really want her to thank her for believing in me to make sure I get this job done.
Well, you know, Sister Willette was the one who really kicked it off in Memphis. You know what I mean? She was one of our top ministers of agriculture in Memphis. I really appreciate her, and I'm glad she found you, because I was wondering what's going to happen when she had
she
to take you know, leave.
She's a beautiful person. She's a beautiful person, yes. And,
well, she found the right
person. Yeah, and I stepped in and stayed good at 17, so.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, y'all didn't miss a beat. Y'all did not miss a beat. Y'all kept it right on rocking. Like it was as smooth as butter on a hot piece of bread.
Praise
to Allah. So, Brother Terrence, how did you get your stuff from the terminal?
Well, we rented a 26-foot truck from Penske. Now that was the first time we ever had to do that. Normally, we have two pallets. Most of the time, we have two pallets. And I have my brother, he has a pickup truck. And in the early days, we would use the trailer, put it on the back of his pickup truck and go pick up those two pallets from the terminal. But this one was unique in that we had six, seven pallets. So we had to rent a truck to get those. And then, things just happened. You know, Brother Carl called me. He said, Brother Terrence, you need some help, you know, trucking, that's what I do, da-da-da-da-da. He had a pallet jack, so we didn't have to go to another state and get one like Brother did. But, he said he drove from Memphis to Mississippi or something like that.
It's right down the road, but it is another state.
right. I had some help this time. You know, one of my good customers, you know, she texted me. She said, "Oh, you got some help this time." So this time I had Brother Ian come out. He helped. Of course, Brother Hilario was there. Brother Carl came out and helped. And then Brother Joe helped. So basically I just did paperwork. I helped and talked to a few people, but they did the heavy lifting of taking the beams off of the truck and distributing them to folks. I just want to say this too. You know, Sister Gina mentioned this last week. But because of the consistency of me doing this, you know, you build that trust among the people. You know, they trust you. They know, you know, they call you and say, when is the staple goods happening? You know, when is the next one? So with this one, you know, I didn't have to. The only thing I did was text people. I had a few emails. I sent those out. But basically, I just text people. And it resulted in what we did. And then there were other people who contacted other believers.
Right.
And, you know, that was their conference call. Because I didn't have no conference call. I just sent out a text, let people know what was going on. And Allah made circumstances such that, you know, you couldn't find any beings. And so this
right.
was a blessing in the sky, and people jumped on it. They jumped on
yeah,
it.
You know. They heard it through, they heard it through the grapevine.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. They heard it through the grapevine. I better go and get mine, because I don't
mm-hmm.
want to be behind, because it's going down.
Yeah.
It's going
in fact,
down.
I invited a lot of those who purchased to join the call, so they may have
okay.
Pressed the one on their dial and are ready to, you know, share some stuff
okay.
with you. So.
All right, Brother Carlton, we got any ones down on the dial? Tell them to hit that
yes,
one button.
Wow, well, brother Terrence, that brother got pulled as soon as he said it. The
boy's little. Christmas tree time.
Oh, it's still lined up. Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so Doug DeBise said, Doug does. I'm going to go ahead and open the line.
All right.
Caller with the last four digits, 2908. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Sister Stephanie Muhammad from Memphis.
All right.
I was calling Sister Monica and Brother William. Awesome job. I just wanted to just thank everybody. Thank you for doing this for so many years. Thank your wife. And I just want to thank all those that represent our nation. I want to thank Brother William and Sister Monica. She did an awesome job, and we're here to support. That's all. You sounded good, Sister Monica.
Oh, praise
right. Yes, ma'am.
Good
that
job.
Thank you.
Okay. Right.
Caller with the last four digits, 3606. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Brother Paul J. Muhammad. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
All right.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Paul.
Yes, wa alaikum salam, and I just want to quickly repeat what Brother Terrence said about perhaps one of the reasons for our success here in Phoenix. Brother Terrence is, and I don't mean this in a bad way, acting in a very good way, but he is. I grew up in Michigan where we used to have a grocery chain called Farmer Jack, and so their little logo was this dude with overalls on and a straw hat and a piece of straw coming out of his mouth. And so, you know, Brother Terrence is our Farmer Jack here. He has, I think before I knew about the MOA, this brother was involved in, you know, community gardens, et cetera. He taught me a lot about, you know, farming, and he and I have sat down at numerous conversations about entrepreneurship, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, my point is he has, I must bear witness, has that reputation. He's trustworthy. So when a brother sends me a text, you know how we all get tons of texts from various different people every day, and some you respond to and, you know, some you just have to get, you know, back to them at a later date. But when this brother responds, I know that he's not wasting my time. I know that because I've bought so many times from the program, I know the product is, you know, I know I can trust him with my money. I know it's going to be here
right.
when he says it's going to be here. And so I would have to say, at least from my perspective, that's a big reason why every time it's open, I buy, because I trust a brother. and he's been a great teacher. He's been a great brother. And I think that personal relationship that he's developed with us is probably a big reason for our success here.
Thank you so much. That's simply called what? Word is bond.
Word give that brother bond. A raise, Dr. Bisbee. Give him a raise.
I'm giving everybody a raise. I'm putting extra in there because I realized people had to go rent trucks and pallet jacks, so we put a little bit extra in there with y'all refund checks, okay? Because you know, we're trying to help out a little bit, but wow, y'all really made it happen. And we writing them checks right now to send out to y'all. All praise to you to Allah.
And thank you for your comments, Brother Paul.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Paul.
Thank
you. And Brother
Thank you for all you do.
Yeah, Brother Terrence has been strong all the way, strong, strong, strong. So thank you so much, Brother Terrence. Anybody else online?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Caller with the last four digits, 0626. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. My name is Jadid Alam Muhammad from Phoenix, Arizona. What's up, my brother Terrence?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thanks for the line, family. Yeah, my brother Terrence, man, we've been on the bus together, man. I've been seeing this brother working hard, both of us on the bus, a long day on the bus, man, working hard, but knowing our focus. So, and I appreciate that, brother, man. We've been working real hard for the past few years, man, going hard with it.
All right.
And I will say, you know, I can't leave out my wife, man, because, you know, Brother Terrence mentioned earlier some of the MVT that helped them with the promotions. You know, with the beans, and you know, my wife, she the one that told me about it. You know, and once I heard, I was like, okay, we got a mission. So you know, she got on the phone. She let her sisters know. She let her family know. She let at least like what was it, baby, like 20, 30 people you let know. She just got on the phone and just blasted like 50 people and let everybody know. So you know, we out here working hard with the unity and the love in Phoenix. We helping the minister, Mr. Farrakhan. And we're gonna make it happen. You know, we love our people and we love the mission. You know, we excited. My wife's telling me to calm down, but I can't because you know we got that love. So we're gonna make it happen out here. We're
That's
gonna
fine.
Do it. Law Akbar.
Law Akbar. Thank you, my brother.
Law Akbar. Phoenix, Arizona. Baby.
Thank you for your call,
brother. We're gonna make it happen.
That's right. That's hype with backup. That's hype with backup. In other words, that's hype, but you're backing up the hype. There ain't nothing wrong with hype as long as you're backing it up. And y'all backing up out there in Phoenix and out there in Memphis. Y'all backing up the hype. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
much love, Memphis.
Yes, sir.
So you're right back.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Okay. Let's see. Next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 8319. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sister Sandra, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona also. I have to thank Brother Terrence. He has been working so hard. I have to agree with Brother Paul and Brother Yadid. This brother is on a bus. He's working hard. He's up early in the morning. He's out late at night. And when he first started doing the ordering the beans and the staple products, it was hard to get people to really get motivated, you know, but he just kept going, just kept being persistent, and I appreciate that. And every time he sent out a text, I will always say, Brother Terrence, may Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. He has been a good and faithful servant. He has been serving us here in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm so thankful. I'm thankful to Allah we have somebody with his diligence and his consistency.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. I see on my man's shoulder, I see a full-scale cooperatively owned grocery store in Phoenix, Arizona. I see it on my brother's
Praise
shoulder.
Be to Allah. Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, thank you, Sister Sandra. And we got two more callers. Caller with the last four digits, 3014. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, family. This is Sister Sharday, and I am based out of Phoenix, Arizona, for Muhammad Mosque number 32. My husband was Yadid. So I was the one telling him to calm down just a little bit. But I just wanted to express my love and my appreciation to Brother Terrence, and also to just the whole Agriculture Committee, the staff, and Dr. Ridgely. Thank you so much for all that you all do. I really wanted to touch base on the introduction to agriculture to me from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but also to Brother Terrence and his diligence working so hard to introduce just simple things like gardening, how to install gardens in your home, on your patio, in cotton gardening, and introducing and taking on tours to the olive mills here in Arizona. That's what strikes my interest. So he has been working diligently, not just with the staple goods, but just to introduce the importance of growing our own food. Wanted to say that I had a conversation with Brother Terrence on the phone for about an hour, and I really, really was like, unfortunately, COVID really hit us in a certain way, and I really wanted to press to him that I think that because of this whole COVID experience, unfortunately, it put fire up under our behind to move finally the way we needed to move. That's so, right. And I really want us to, I was trying to ask some questions, and maybe you all can address those on the line. You know, how can we better move out and operate with communication? Because I didn't understand the importance of knowing that, you know, we needed to fulfill a certain amount of pallets, I guess, on the truck, because if we didn't get certain pallet tools, then everybody wouldn't get the bin. So
right.
I don't know if that makes sense, but.
I'll explain that. Yeah, I'll explain that. No, Doc, see, this is the first time we had to really worry about our orders in terms of the beans, because you got 40 on one, 20 on another. So like you told Sister Yvette one day, she said, oh, I have 25 bags of beans ordered. And you told her, well, get a five people their money back. And, you know, I kind of expressed that to them in a text. And, you know, either we get, you know, eliminate five or we add 15.
Right.
And so they were more inclined to add 15, and then the number just kept, you know, growing.
Right.
That's right.
And then I would, you know, I get to the point where, okay, look, we're right here, but, you know, if somebody cancels, then, you know, we're in trouble. I'm going to have to either eliminate 19 or we're going to have to add 19. And, you know, Sister Sade went to work.
Yeah. So I'm just so thankful, because I'm like, look at here, I don't want to be hungry during famine if I don't have to be. Neither do I want to see my family, my friends. I don't want to see that. Why should we have to go through that when we have such a great opportunity to make a difference or make a change? So I'm so thankful for Brother Terrence, because he does work hard, and I'm like over here trying to figure out, what do you need me to do? What do you want me to do? So. I just put it out there as best as I could, and I really want to help him to do that more. And me and my husband, we want to help. Sister Sandra, I know she's very helpful in that way as well. So we're going to just try our best to continue, and we're going to hopefully get that 500 that he wants, the 500 order, so we can start that co-op.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. We can.
You got your back, brother.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. But
I
thank you for your
call,
Sister Jardin. We're
thank
going to
you.
Go to the next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 8804. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Andrea Muhammad. This is Andrea, Ramadan Barak family. I am an Eoli. Attend Mosque number 20.
We're losing you, Sandra. You got to find a good, find a better spot. We're losing you.
Okay, hold on, sir. Yes, I've been having problems with this, with my phone reception even more in the last.
Okay, you sound good now.
Okay, I came outside.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Congratulations,
both Sister Monica and Brother Terrence. I think this is the start of something, you all. That's all I know. You know, a lot has been working with you. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to what's going to happen with Staple Goods 19. Just thank you all. And I wanted to ask Brother Terrence, it has been several years since I was on the gardening committee with you. May I get permission to call you? I have some questions.
Sure.
Okay, I'll get your phone number from Brother Carlton.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, brothers and sisters, that's the last call in the queue. If you still got time to ask a question, if you push the 1 on your dial, we can get you in.
Well, you know, Sister Andrea and Minister Donald is the one that kicked this all off. You know that, right? A couple of weeks ago, that they gave, man, that workmen working together ship. You know what I mean? That brotherhood and sisterhood and working together. See, that's what the nation of Islam is all about. You know, it's about working and loving to work and working with each other and learning each other through the work so that, you know, we have got the teachings and now we got to put it into action because ain't nothing like eating the word. In other words, with the Ministry of Agriculture, you get a chance to actually eat the word because it was the word first before the product came, and now you can eat the word because word was bond, and bond is life.
Yeah.
All right? So we are just fulfilling, making it happen, manifesting the teachings, and Allah is going to make it separate. You know, Minister Farrakhan said that Allah is going to make it separate. I did not know how he was going to do that, but I'm suspicious now that he going to whoop out behind.
That's right. That's right. And we got three more callers, Doc. Four more callers.
Okay. All right. Bring them on.
Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 0321. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Brother Joe, Phoenix, Arizona. Assalamu alaikum, Ramam Mubarak.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Yes, sir. I can't thank Allah enough for all responsible for allowing us to have access to the best food products that money can buy.
Well, thank you. We try to do better. But we do the best, we make the best, we find the best, and for the best. So y'all is the best, and we love to do it.
Yes, sir. But I had a question about the coffee. I noticed the mixer of coffee has two different kinds. They have Chiapas, and then they have the other one, Guatemala. I was wondering if we had a choice in which ones we want.
I'll ask them about that. I think it's just whatever it's in season that they can get. So, you know, which one you like best?
Guatemala one is the best for me, brother.
Yeah. Now, Brother Joe, sorry I didn't get back to you on that one, but I did go to the website and read that, and all it said was Chiapas. So maybe Dr. Ridgely can figure some stuff out for you on that one. But that's a good question. So sorry about it. I didn't get back to you.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. Now, Brother Joe came and worked with us all day. You know, we were at the parking lot from 2 o'clock. To 7 o'clock, allowing people to come and pick up their goods, and so he was there to help us unload the truck and get the beans to the people and put them in their cars and their trunks and whatnot. So I thank him for his work. His service.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you
back.
For your call, Brother Joe. We're going to get to the other callers before the end of this show. Thank you, sir. Caller with the last four digits, 7769. What's your name and where you calling from?
I come late to Shalouz Muhammad. Praise God. Happy Ramadan to our family.
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem to Dolores.
I'm glad I enjoyed to hear the conversation and talk about your beans. I would enjoy, got my beans. I'm so happy. I know everybody look for them beans because I want you to throw it all to you. No beans. No way.
Come on with it. Come on.
No way. I want the whole food store. They cook all that stuff off that buck and everything. They know something. I said, oh, well, I ain't worried about it. I'm going to buy me some beans from Boston Wilson. We got beans.
That's right.
And I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Right.
I'm getting ready to order me some more food next week.
Yes, ma'am.
They do tell us black bean chicken. I said, oh, my God, what happened? You can't order no more? Yeah, you got it back now. Just keep on moving. They
right.
do tell us.
Yes, ma'am. Oh. Thank you for your call, Sister Dolores. We're going to go to the next one.
That's right. Thank you.
Did you want to say something before I went to the next caller, Dr. Visually?
No, sir. I just... They're doing
okay,
all the beans out during Ramadan, too. Can't drink no water. Oh,
that's
crazy
right.
Due to a lot.
Mm.
Caller with the last four digits, 3779. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Cheryl calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem, ma'am. Wa alaikum salam.
I'll say this before I even get to anything else. Dr. Ridgely, I have to get a hold of your books. That's number one. So I'll take care of that as soon as I know how to. When Brother Terrence initially told me about the call, and he said if you want to call in and ask questions or make comments, I said, well, I can do that in two words right now. Hard work. I want to say that because it took a couple of rescheduling for Brother Terrence to secure the beans to me, and it's a little thing, but it's a big thing, because when any of us show consideration and kindness, that's a big thing. And I appreciate that, Brother Terrence, because, again, we had to reschedule a few times.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I think things move along, can move along, when we remember kindness, even when things get a little fuzzy and we have to, you know, make rearrangements and so on and so forth. But that's what kind of stuck with me just in this experience, getting what I needed and working it out. So that's my comment. And I appreciate your work, Dr. Ridgely. I appreciate your knowledge and your experience. And I'm the city girl, frankly. And to start getting into agriculture is really exciting for me. So I'm looking forward to securing the literature so that I can educate myself and share with my family the knowledge that I will acquire from your readings, your writings, that is.
Okay, well, write this down. Just go to my email. It's Ridgely Mumin. It's RidgelyMumin at gmail.com.
Okay.
RidgelyMumin at gmail.com. And I'll tell you how you can get the book, sister.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your call, Sister Cheryl. And let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 9051. What's your name and where are you calling from? What's your name and where are you calling from? Okay, we're going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
Here they come.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Yes.
Tawana, Phoenix,
what's your
Arizona,
name?
Number 32, Sister Tawana Muhammad.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa alaikum salam. Ramadan
Kareem.
This is for Brother Terrence. Giving a shout out, Brother Terrence. It's such a blessing.
All right.
We've known Brother Terrence for a very long time, and he has been so diligent and such a blessing to our city. And I just have to give that, again, that shout out and praise be to Allah for him, because he's worked so hard in getting us what we need and letting us know, you know, when it's coming, how it's supposed to come. And this is actually my first time getting to actually receive what I ordered, only because I can only get a small amount most times, and a lot of times the order gets canceled because other people haven't, you know, we're not able to get a full pallet. So this is my first time, and also my first time ordering beans. Now, when I saw the package, I was like, wow, that's a lot to can. It's a lot to can, but praise be to Allah. This time I was able to order 3 bags for myself and my family, my children. And they paid for theirs, but I was able to get that order in because it's so important in this time. Like Sister said earlier, there are no beans. I think I got the last 3 bags the last time I went to Walmart to get navy beans in a small package, a very small, like a half a pound. And so it was, the opportunity came and I had the funds to do it. I had to jump on it right away.
Praise be to Allah. Sister Tawana, I want to thank you. I hate to cut you off. We're down to the last 3 minutes. I'm going to see if we can let these last 2 callers get a little something in. Caller with the last 4 digits, 7857. What's your name and where are you calling from? You got 1 minute.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Adela Muhammad. just want to thank Brother Terrence. Ramadan Mubarak. However, my question is, I got on really late, so I don't know if this has already been spoken of or commented on. The produce, how do we get the produce? I really would love to have some watermelon, you know, and I have been asking for it a long time. So, yes, sir.
Okay,
If
you can take that answer off the line, we're going to get one more person, and we're down to 2 minutes. So we'll let Doc answer that before the end of the show. And we're going to go to the next caller. Caller with the last 4 digits, 0692. What's your name and where are you calling from? And you got 1 minute.
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Rachel Muhammad from Phoenix, Arizona. And I just want to thank Allah and his messenger and his reminder for the staple goods program. And I thank Allah for Brother Terrence. I've been knowing this brother over 30 years, and he's always been consistent. And I just want to say that the reason we were so successful is that we worked in unity. And as myself, people helped out each other. I don't have a car or no way to get around. I'm a few years older, and I thank Allah for that. And my brothers and sisters, Sister Sharday and her husband, was able to deliver our beans to us. And that's something that we have to be conscious of. Reach out for our elderly and our sisters and brothers who we can help out. That's why we are successful. I'm looking forward to the next staple good order. Hopefully, prayerfully, we'll triple that. May Allah bless you. Thank the agricultural team. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Well,
and thank you very
Ramadan
much for those kind comments, Mr. Rachel. And now that we've gotten through the Phoenix posse, we're down to the last minute. Dr. Ridley is on you.
Well, about, you know, people, the produce, you got to come get it. And the watermelons, Phoenix is, I don't know how many thousand miles Phoenix is from the farm. I know it's at least 2,000 miles, you know. So it's a problem. And them things is heavy, and it's a problem moving watermelons and produce that distance. This is why it's so important that what Brother Terrence is doing right there in Phoenix is showing you how that you can grow your food right there, your vegetables and watermelons right there in Phoenix, because you should grow your vegetables close to you. Now, the staple goods like the wheat, the navy beans, those things can be shipped and stored and so forth without refrigeration. They can be moved over long distances, but not your fresh vegetables. You need to grow those close to you.